If you really knew me.
If you really knew me.
If you really knew me.
If you really knew me, you would know.
Hey! Who are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
It's Monday!
Hello, and welcome to If You Knew Me Mondays, a student-powered, Park Day-inspired podcast that builds belonging by sharing stories and perspectives from the margins of our school and community.
Say what?
My name is Eva, and I'm in fifth grade. If you really knew me, you would know that I love ice skating because it combines roller skating and ballet, and I do and love both.
My name is Dylan, and I'm in fifth grade. If you really knew me, you would know that I love programming because it will help the future. Robots will be a big part of our lives in the future, so learning how to program now will be a useful skill to have then.
And I'm Serena. I'm also in fifth grade, and if you really knew me, you would know that I can't handle spicy food to save my life. On an unrelated note, we are also your hosts for today.
On today's episode, we will be talking all about friendship. Friendship is an important part of everyone's life and an essential part of healthy communities.
We will be exploring how friendship can create a sense of belonging, especially when you change schools, and what makes a good friend.
We'll also be discussing how to repair hurt friendship because, well, even good friends can have bad days. We have a lot to cover, so don't go anywhere. We're starting now.
Hello, and welcome to the Park Daily Question. My name is Lila. I'm in fifth grade, and if you really knew me, you would know that I go to yoga once a week with my dad at Arise Yoga. My favorite thing to do is loudly chant Om, because it makes a beautiful harmony.
And my name is June, and if you really knew me, you would know that my motto is that there's no such thing as too much glitter. That is my motto because I love fashion. Fashion makes me feel sparkly inside, like I'm filled with happy thoughts. And fashion helps me share those happy thoughts with others. Today's Park Daily Question is all about friendship. We want to know what the qualities of a good friend are. For me, I think that a good friend is someone who is loyal and respects my needs. For example, once I was hiking with my friends. We were hiking a steep hill, and I'm afraid of heights. So I got scared. One of my friends offered to hold my hand, and it really helped.
And I think that if you want a good friendship, then you have to be kind, present, and listen to one another.
I totally agree with you there. Speaking of listening to each other, since friendship means different things to different people, we thought we'd take this question out to the community and hear what folks have to say.
All right, folks, ringing the bell for class.
Hi, my name's Lucy, and I'm in second grade. And I think what makes a good friend is probably kindness, and friends agree on what you play, and they play with you and have fun with you.
What I think makes a good friend is finding similarities that you both like, and also finding a game that you can both play.
Hello, my name is Cesar Maldonado. I work with the ASAP team, and I think that a good friend is someone who really listens to you and asks questions and tries to understand you on a deeper level, and someone who just respects you and loves you for who you are.
But what makes a good friend? A good friend at Park Day and in life is one that you can count on, that's going to laugh at your jokes, that's going to hold you accountable when you're messing up. And that's just going to be there for you through thick and thin, your ride or die, that one that when you get to school, you look forward to seeing. You're like, hey, you look cute, bestie.
Hi, my name is Joey. I'm in second grade. And what I think makes a good friend, they treat you with respect and nice to you and make sure to be nice back. But they don't be mean to you or betray you.
My name is Toki. I'm 5 years old. And I'm in kindergarten. What makes a good friend is be nice to each other, and then sometimes people don't make good friends and say, I don't want to be your friend.
Hello, my name is Walter Marion. I am a professional lunch supervisor, and what makes a good friend? Someone who's there for you at the drop of a pin, someone who's really willing to put their own life on the line to make sure that you're doing all right. That's what I think is a good friend.
Hi, my name is Joaquin, and I think what makes a good friend is when they be kind to you and help you.
Hi, I'm Lincoln from second grade, and I'd say a good friend is someone who cares for you and is kind and likes to play games with you and will hug you when you feel lonely and help out as a good friend.
Hello, my name is Yessie. I'm the first grade TA. And what I think makes a good friend is someone who is kind, listens to you, makes you feel safe, and what else is there? There's a lot of qualities to a good friend.
I think what makes a good friend is someone who can listen. And if I'm speaking just from the eye, I would want to be there for them. I would want to listen whenever they have something to talk about and lend a hand whenever they need that extra hand. I think those are some of the basic things of friendship.
I think what makes a good friend is someone who, you know, looks out for each other and supports each other.
And I think what also makes a good friend is checking in on each other. One of our agreements this year that they came up with was we will check in on each other. And so when someone's hurt or having a hard time, it's our job to show up for them and say, hey, are you okay? And even if that person might need space, we take the time to check in on them and respect whatever it is they may need.
My name is Scott. I'm a fifth grade assistant teacher. And things that make a good friend are honesty and trust.
I think a good friend is always willing to help you out and never leave you behind.
Hi, my name's Noah and I'm in fourth grade. And what makes a good friend is, well, waiting for them when they're using the restroom. And that's what I'm doing right now, so.
Hi, my name is Shay. I'm in sixth grade, and I think what makes a good friend is just somebody that listens to you and is always there for you.
Hi, I'm Miss Pina. I'm in seventh grade, and something I believe makes a good friend is someone that's funny or just like really like has your back.
Hi, I'm Isaac. I'm in seventh grade, and I think what makes a friend is someone who you can trust.
I think a good friend is someone who you can always rely on and who has your back.
My name is Josiah Eni. I'm in seventh grade. What makes a good friend is if they have your back, and that sometimes they might be kind of annoying to you, but if something really happens, they'll always have your back, yeah.
They're helpful and won't just leave you alone when you really need help. They'll check up on you, and they'll always be there when you really need them.
They understand you properly, and sometimes they'll have some things in common with you, and they're just there for your emotional support, I guess.
Hi there, my name is Patrick. I teach 7th and 8th grade math, and I think a good friend is someone who you can laugh with, someone who you can have fun with, but also someone who challenges you to be the best version of yourself, and if you're not being that, who holds you accountable. For being better.
And also those people that remember your birthdays too and call you.
Hi, I'm Jessie. I'm taking over for Rachel as sixth grade humanities teacher. And I think what makes a good friend is somebody who really listens to you and cares about what you say.
I am Margaret. I am the high school transition counselor. A good friend is someone who really notices how you're doing, cares about you, and helps you when you need help, and then they're really fun to be around.
Hi, my name is Junie. I'm in fourth grade, and I think some traits that make a good friend are kindness, honesty, and loyalty.
Honesty, being able to tell them whatever's on your mind,
someone who can comfort you at all times.
They notice when you need a quiet moment. They notice when you are like in the playful mood.
And probably hugs you when you feel sad, helps you when you're having a hard time.
I think what makes a good friend is loyalty,
honesty, and compassion.
Hi, my name is Sahana. I'm in sixth grade. And what I think makes a good friend is to be able to accept everyone's craziness and to be able to joke around with them with zero consequences afterwards.
So what did you notice?
I learned that there are many different qualities to a good friend, and that some might even be a little tricky, like holding your friends accountable so they can be their best self. What about you?
I really liked hearing about the importance of listening to your friends. At Park Day, we're a community, and to create a community, you need to listen to each other's different ideas.
Okay, as we wrap up today's Park Daily question, we want you to think about this question as well.
What do you think makes a good friend?
That's a real question. Let us know what you think. In case you're wondering how, well, this season we're sharing a Padlet along with every episode, so you and all of our listeners can contribute to the conversation. Check out the Padlet on If You Knew Me Monday's homepage on Park Day School website.
We hope that hearing from our community has inspired you to think more deeply about friendship and what you can do to make everyone around you feel seen and supported.
Thank you to everyone who participated in this segment and to you for listening.
Once again, this is Lila
and June,
and that does it for today's Park Daily Question.
Wow, that was really cool to hear everyone's thoughts on friendship. Even though there were a lot of different ideas, it seems like many of them were kind of similar.
I know. There were a lot of mentions of loyalty, listening, and being there for each other.
Well, up next, we're going to be hearing from...
Hey, wait, I was going to say that line.
No, you did it last time.
No, you always get to do the introductions. That's not fair.
Hey, guys, that's not something to argue about. Let's figure it out, or we're going to have a really hard time working on the same team. Maybe you should check in with Emma, Park Day's new school counselor. I bet you she could help.
I guess you're right. Arguing was a waste of time.
On that topic, next, we will learn how to fix a hurt friendship with Emma, our school counselor, and a number of other Park Day friends.
Hello, and welcome to a special public service announcement. My name is Zuri, and if you really knew me, you would know that I like to cook, especially Thanksgiving dinner with my grandma.
I'm Medgar, and if you really knew me, you would know that I'm the youngest of three siblings.
And I'm August, and if you really knew me, you would know that I like to draw, and I'm on an AAU basketball team. AAU is an intramural youth basketball league. As we just heard, even good friends can have disagreements.
That's pretty common, but lasting relationships live long when good friends figure out how to get beyond their differences in order to support each other.
Luckily, you don't always have to figure things out on your own. Thankfully, at Park Day, there are many people, young and old, who are here to help.
Today, we're going to be connecting with some of these people to learn more about how to navigate the inevitable challenges even good friends can have.
Up first, we're checking in with one of our fourth grade teachers from last year, Sarah Levine. And after that, we're going to sit down with our school's new counselor, Emma, to learn about how to repair a hurt friendship.
All right, let's get started.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
In Podcast Club, we've been talking about how to navigate conflicts with friends. And of course, that reminds me of what we learned last year in fourth grade.
Yeah, I remember a lot of different conversations and a few moments of conflict as well. That helped us to think about how to be good friends.
What I remember most is our visit to Mosaic and all the stuff that we did there. Can you share with our listeners some of the things we focused on in fourth grade?
Yeah, so fourth grade is a really big year for friendship and for getting to know each other socially. And there's some conflicts that naturally come up a lot in fourth grade. And so we talk about conflict resolution and about kindness and how to make friends. We have a lot of class meetings where we play games and do journaling and have discussions. And then we also, of course, go on the Mosaic Project, where we spend some nights there and some days there with an amazing staff. And we talk a lot about understanding our uniqueness and how everybody is different and celebrating all of that. And then also knowing that if you don't really know somebody or don't get to know them, sometimes there can be a lot of conflicts. And so we learn about asking questions and getting to know each other. And then we also learn about conflict resolution if you do have a conflict with someone. So we think about I statements, what you're feeling and what you're needing and what you're requesting so that you can solve things together and work towards a resolution.
Thank you, Sarah, for taking the time to share. That was some really good perspective. I'll definitely keep that in mind next time things go sideways.
Have you ever had that kind of friend who you think, what could I ever do without you? What if something gets in the way of our friendship? What would you do?
Well, we asked this question to some of our fifth grade friends, and here's what they had to say.
I would just take a break and think about what I'll say, because if they're my closest friend, I wouldn't just want to, like, ignore it and just never speak to them again. So maybe after, like, a day or two, I would go back to them and talk about it.
Honestly, like, sometimes people are mean. My friends are mean to me, so I, like, just go up to them, confront them, say, like, hey, what's up, and what can we do to repair our friendship?
Well, I normally give them space for, like, a day or two if they need it, and then I'll, like, probably leave them a text. If I feel up to it, probably the next day or the soonest time possible, when I'm ready to apologize, I'll go and say, like, hey, I'm really sorry. Is there anything I can do? If they still won't talk to me, I'll give them space until they're ready.
I would give my friends space and time so they could come to me when they were ready. And if not, like, I would try other ways to try to help them, because that one's happened to me.
That's really good advice, too.
The thing is, sometimes in the heat of the moment, it's really hard to put what you know into action.
I know, right? Sometimes it's hard to use I statements when I'm really mad at the person who I had a conflict with.
Yeah, when I get frustrated, I feel like it's hard for me to describe my feelings.
Well, that might be a good time to get some help. Again, at Park Day, we have so many people to help out, including our school counselor, who we'll be hearing from next.
Hi, Emma. Since you're new to Park Day this year, can you give our listeners a quick introduction?
So my name is Emma McMahon, and I am Park Day's new school counselor. Really excited to be here. And if you knew me, you would know that I have lived and traveled and volunteered and worked in over 25 countries. And I love grocery shopping.
25 countries? Wow. Which one of the 25 countries that you've been in did you enjoy the most?
That is such a hard question because they're so different. But I would say that some top ones were Colombia. I loved my time in the vibrant culture. And I really loved the time I spent on the small islands off of Bali.
What advice do you have for friends who get into an argument? Can you share a story about this?
Yeah. So something that I often help students with when they get into an argument is getting them to each state their feelings about what happened. Because it can be awkward sometimes when you look your friend in the eye and you say, I feel hurt when that thing happened. So making sure we actually know what the feeling was that came up, but also thinking of a specific thing that you might need from that person, because it's hard asking people for the stuff we need. Sometimes we assume everybody knows how to make things better, but maybe you need space. Maybe you need a high five every day. Maybe you need them to stop asking for your snack. And we need to be specific and actually put ourselves out there and say what we need from other people. So that's kind of what I try to guide students and even grownups into doing. As far as specific stories, gosh, there's so many. But I would say there's been a lot of success stories when students are able to actually say what they feel, what they need. And then I often have them, what's it called when you do that dance? Flossing. Sometimes I'll have them floss it out at the end, and then they start laughing and everything's fine.
What tips do you have for repairing a hurt friendship?
So I would say the biggest thing is to humble yourself. Often we disarm other people's heightened feelings by acknowledging them as a person. And that can be an apology. It can be, you know, I'm sorry that that happened, that went down. Or it can just be validating what you're seeing. Like, I see you're really frustrated. Can we talk? So first acknowledging their emotion as a human.
Speaking of heightened feelings, what tips do you have for not getting emotionally worked up during a disagreement?
That's a really good question. I find it's often hard to solve problems when we are worked up and we need to get back into our, what I call like our rational brain or our chill zone so we can actually problem solve. So obviously there's always deep breathing. You can inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds. Anything you can do to count and pause before you launch in to communicating with someone. Another thing that I find really helps us get back into our rational brain quickly is laughing. So do something funny, make a joke, make a funny face, something that can get everyone relaxed and back into their problem-solving mindset.
What do you want our youngest listeners to know about how to be friends in a difficult moment?
I would say, like, the most important thing about friendship or human connection is empathy. I know we talk about it all the time, but when you truly practice empathy, it's really powerful that every time you talk with someone or look at someone or share an experience with someone, really figure out what it'd be like to crawl inside their brain and, like, experience the world through their eyes, because I think changing our perspective really deepens our relationships. So do what you can to put other people's experiences first sometimes.
Can students get help from you? If so, how?
Totally. That's what I'm here for. So I have little blue forms for, like, counseling requests, check-in forms on my door. So you can fill out a blue piece of paper and slip it in the little tissue box on my door. You can, you know, come find me and ask me if my door is open and I'm in there. You could also always reach out to a teacher and say, like, hey, I kind of have something in my mind. Can I see if Emma's available? And more times than not, they will let you boogie over to my office or they'll shoot me an email. Also, you all can empower yourselves by emailing me directly as well. And then we can set up, like, a private appointment or a time to get together with you and friends. I've done conflict resolutions with up to, like, 10 people in my office. So no problem is too big for us to try.
Thank you, Emma. I'm glad that we had some time to talk, because this is a useful resource, and that now everyone who's in the yard can listen to this and know that whenever they have an argument, they can talk to you.
Thanks, Emma. I learned a lot from this conversation, and I hope our listeners did too.
Thank you, Emma. We'll see you around campus. All right, listeners. Emma gave you some really good food for thought, don't you think? Keep that in mind next time you need to work something out with your friend. You know what? This might not be the easiest topic to talk about, but it's probably best to think about these things before a difficult moment happens.
Yeah, and it's important for folks to be able to talk about their feelings and know that they're not alone. As a young man, a lot of people say that you're not supposed to talk about your feelings and you have to act tough, but the way that you feel is important to you and you should show it.
Well, I'm glad we took the time to talk with Sarah and Emma and everyone else about this. They really gave us some good things to think about.
Me too. What about you, listener? I bet you have some personal experience or your own thoughts we can learn from. Or maybe you have a question about something we talked about today.
We'd love to hear your questions or how you repair a hurt friendship. Let us know on this episode's Padlet.
All right, friends, before we get out of here, we want to say thank you to Emma, Sarah, and everyone else we heard from, plus everyone who helped make this segment possible.
Reporting from the If You Knew Me Mondays 5th Grade Podcast Club,
this is August,
Medgar,
and Zuri.
Thank you for listening. Peace out.
I really loved hearing from Emma. She gave some really good advice. And I totally agree with what Medgar said about the importance of expressing your feelings.
Up next on our last segment, we'll be exploring how important friendship is from the perspective of our new community members. This piece is dedicated to all the new Park Day students and families who joined us this year. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to New Year, New Us. Today's feature segment about new students. We will be interviewing new students around the campus to see their perspectives about the new year. I am one of your hosts, Zadie, and if you really knew me, you'd know that I am gender fluid. I came out about it earlier this year.
And I'm Evie. If you really knew me, you'd know that I love baking, with my family or by myself. One of my favorite things to bake is cakes, even when they turn out not that good. Today we're talking about what it's like to change schools and start over in a new community. Changing schools isn't exactly easy. I was new in kindergarten and I've been here since, but I've befriended many new kids such as Zadie. I've learned a lot from their experiences and perspectives.
Changing schools can be awesome. When you change school communities, you have a chance to build new friendships, learn new things, like the Mosaic Project that you heard about in the last segment. That said, changing schools can be challenging, even a little scary. It can feel like you're catching up and there are so many names to learn, it's so overwhelming. For me, as a new student at Park Day last year, I experienced a combination of these things. At first, I was pretty shy, but soon I made very good friends, like Evie, who is recording the segment with me. This brought me out of my shell and made it easier to communicate with everyone else. Even though sometimes I felt like an outsider, eventually I formed deeper connections, and it was really fun to get to know my classmates. But what really made it easier to adjust was having a really good support system. Everyone was just so welcoming that it felt like I was in this community since kindergarten. Even today, people are surprised to learn that this is my second year at Park Day. Have you ever had to change schools or communities? What was it like for you, and what helped you to get adjusted? One thing that really helped me to adjust is meeting new people and making new friends. As we've been hearing in this episode, friends can help you feel seen and connected.
Did you know that this year, Park Day has more families than any other year in our school's history? There are 69 new students this year alone. Up next, we'll be catching up with some of our new community members to help us learn more about them and to see how they feel about the new year so far. Every year, there are new families and students in many grades, but especially in kindergarten. In kindergarten, all the students are new to Park Day, and school for that matter.
Right. They have a lot to learn in kindergarten. Their teachers must definitely know something about how to help students connect with others in a new school.
Hi, I'm Victoria, and I'm a kindergarten teacher here at Park Day School. I think what's unique about being a kindergarten teacher is that all of our students are new. So we have a really big job in making them feel comfortable, feeling loved, and feeling safe. I think that's my job every day, that they go home feeling those three things. And it really starts with being able to have a friend at school, someone that they feel comfortable with, and then widening that to maybe having a bigger group of friends. So starting small and then bigger, and being able to see our classes really like a family, because really we spend so many hours together. So creating that culture of we're a family here at school and we are your people. I think some strategies we use are pairing kids together so that they can think pair share together, share their stories together, having share about where their families are from, where they're from, and connecting with people, and then switching up the partnerships so that they're getting to talk with not only people at their table, but maybe in pairs or trios and bigger group of six, depending on the activity. That way they're talking to multiple people in the classroom. But I think starting small and then getting bigger, and then also including the other kindergarten classroom so that they can build friendships within that class too. Some challenges that I think we see, well, this year's been particularly different. It's been really nice. I think when I've been asking for student interviews, they feel like they've listed more than four friends. And it's been really cute because last year it was a little tricky right out of COVID. You know, a couple friends said they only had like one friend or two friends. So I've noticed a shift in just maybe coming out of COVID and feeling like more safe and you can talk to more people. But some challenges sometimes are feeling like lonely or not feeling seen. So we have to do a lot of work around same, but different. Like, what do we have in common with each other? And what is different might make us, you know, that's what makes us beautiful.
My name is Arthur. I'm 5 and I like doing new things. I like that there's a lot of people at the school that like to play with me and do things with me.
My name is Zuri. I am 5 and I like to read because I have a lot of books and I read important books. I like the teachers and my classmates because I get to play lots with them.
My name is Magnus Janosov. I'm 5 and a half. And one thing I like is to climb up trees and play. I like my teachers, and also I feel happy when I move into a new school because I can't wait to meet my new classmates.
My name is Quinn, and I'm 6, and when I came to Park Day School, I was a little scared because I was without my mom. Sometimes I still miss my parents, but when I see my friends, I don't feel that way.
That does it for our interview with the Kindergarten Owl.
Hoo hoo! Hoo hoo! Wow, those kindergarteners really have a lot to share. And their teachers are awesome, too. Now, let's check in with some other new students across our other grades. I wonder how their experience changing schools differs by their grade level.
Hi, my name is Kishan. I'm in 7th grade, and you can't tell by looking at me, but I'm half white. So I've been to a lot of different schools. My elementary school, I stayed there till 4th grade, and then we moved from LA to the Bay Area. The challenges is that you don't know if you're going to be welcomed or nobody is going to want to be friends with you. Like on the first day of school, you just think you're going to just like sit all by yourself, but then when you make a friend, that all changes, and then you can make more friends from that. One thing that I want someone to know that's never moved schools before is that always go in with a positive attitude, even if you don't think that you're going to do very good, you will, because once you make one friend, that will expand into a bunch of different friends.
Hi, I'm Luca, and if you really knew me, you would know that I'm adopted and I have 4 moms. I want you to also know that it is very hard to switch schools. One word of advice is to not be hard on yourself.
Hi, my name is Jun Young. I'm a 4th grader, and I just came this year. It's been hard, but there are many ups. I like hot lunch. I like the community. I like the activities. Some advice is just go with the flow.
What's up, everyone? My name is Kofi. I'm in 6th grade. Something challenging was like not being with my old friends that I've known for 6 years, just since we were in kindergarten, then switching schools. One thing that's helped me in a new school is just all the people I'm able to talk to and relate to and just kind of get to know better, and all the new kids that I can talk to kind of made a group for us.
My name's Finn Absher, and I'm in 7th grade. You can't tell by looking at me, but I've recently moved across the country from Huntsville, Alabama to the Bay Area. For me, changing schools was originally difficult, leaving many of my friends behind, but once you actually change and once you've found one friend, it's a lot easier to change mindsets with how you think about the new school. Even though you might be afraid of changing schools, there will always be somebody else that you can find that's like you.
Hi, my name is Voss. I'm in 6th grade, and if you really knew me, you'd know that I've lived in Switzerland for 3 years. I think the first challenge is just really making friends and getting to know everybody. One thing that I'd like people to know who haven't switched schools before is that it's really not that hard, and at schools like Park Day, it's really welcoming, and after you meet a few people, it's a lot easier for you, and you really feel comfortable in the environment.
Hi, my name is Gus Amerson. I'm in 6th grade, and I'm new to Park Day this year. It was challenging in the first couple days because I knew only a couple people and they weren't in my advisory, so I had to meet everyone, but after the first week or so, it got way better, and now I've gotten used to it. For anyone who hasn't changed schools before, they should probably know that it might seem challenging to do it, and it is at first, but it gets way better, and if you ever do it, don't get stressed out.
Hello, my name is Alder Pomeranz. I'm in 7th grade at Park Day School, and coming to the school, it was a big change. At my old school, it wasn't great, so I wanted to change schools. And when I got in, I was very surprised. It was also hard because I really didn't want to leave my friends. So my parents made the decision because it was too hard for me. Eventually, when I came, I found out I'm going to make a lot of new friends and that I made the right decision applying to the school. Just because you leave schools with friends doesn't mean you're not going to have the friends. In fact, you're going to make new friends at your other school that you go to.
I'm so glad we connected with more of our new student community. Sometimes when you're new to an environment, it can feel lonely, and you may not even realize that there are others in a similar position. Hearing from our new peers totally puts this into perspective.
Yeah, and of course, this doesn't only apply to being new in a school. All of us, at different times, have to adjust to new circumstances in life.
Right? New athletic teams, new jobs. I could go on and on.
We hope that this segment can help our listeners build more empathy with our new community members and apply this to life in general.
If you cross paths with a new person in your community, at school, or somewhere else, please keep today's conversation in mind and reach out to that person and make a connection. Who knows, maybe you're the one who helps break the ice and makes all the difference to that person. Just like how Evie helped me to feel seen and connected in my first year at Park Day.
Before we end, we want to invite you to join the conversation on this episode's Padlet. What were your experiences as a new person at Park Day or anywhere else? And what helped you to eventually feel connected? We can't wait to see what you have to share.
Once again, we're your hosts and friends, Zadie
and Evie,
and we thank you for listening. Catch you next time.
Bye.
Wow, that was really cool. I didn't know there were so many new families at Park Day this year. I'm glad we had a chance to hear from some of them. I've never had to switch schools, so all of that was a really new perspective for me.
Yeah, that piece showed how important one friend can be.
All right, friends, that just about covers it for this episode.
If you enjoyed today's show, let us know in the episode's Padlet. Leave a comment or question, or share what you learned. As June mentioned earlier, this season we're sharing a Padlet along with every episode, so the whole community can join in on the conversation. Check out the Padlet on If You Knew Me Monday's homepage on the Park Day School's website.
Oh yeah, while you're at it, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to If You Knew Me Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you podcast, so you're sure not to miss a single episode.
We want to thank all of today's guests and everyone who helped make today's show possible, and thank you for listening.
Once again, we're your hosts, Dylan,
Eva,
and Serena,
and this has been If You Knew Me Mondays.
Thank you for tuning in, and catch you next time around.
Park Day, hooray! You heard!